This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently, they shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. The NFL Players Association caught funneling money to George Soros. The Nazi war criminal George Soros is receiving money from NFL players in this country. We all know who George Soros is, and we all know what his objective is, to destroy America. There is an alliance to destroy this country, and America, furthermore, you know who the bad guys are. And instead of lawfully and magnifying lawfully the consequence of those that violate law, you magnify the criminals. It's completely backwards. This shouldn't be at all surprising, but some interesting information has been uncovered by several media outlets today. The NFL Players Association, NFLPA, the Ford Foundation, the Kellogg Foundation, the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, and various other organizations have been discovered funneling money to George Soros and other communist criminal organizations in the United States of America concerning their fundraisers. Now, while the information shouldn't be shocking, as many of these groups have already been known to lean and to be exposed as criminals, because that's exactly what they are, it does paint a picture of corporate America hell-bent on seeing our republic transformed into a socialist oligarchy, where few rule over many, run by massively wealthy oligarchs like George Soros. A prominent anti-Trump resistant organization and several other communist groups received direct donations from the National Football League Players Association, NFLPA. And just think, America, they're receiving money from the NFL that the American men in this country worship, watching a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. Who is supporting George Soros at length? The people that are supporting the NFL. Now, what I want you to hear and I want you to understand is only criminals can be extorted. I mean, you see this through politics all day. Politicians, friends, those that are working for special interest groups that keep their mouth shut, they are extorted individuals. They are controlled because of the dirt that's on them. Their special interest groups lay to them, you're going to do our biddings or else we're going to expose you for who you are. That's how it works in Washington, D.C. on many fronts. But did you know that the NFL is littered with criminals? This is why they are protesting the police. And friends, now you should stand back or sit down with your seatbelt on and say, oh, now I get it. Did you know that the Minnesota Vikings have 42 arrests concerning 42 players? The Cincinnati Bengals, they have 40 players that have been arrested. The Denver Broncos have 36 arrested. Tennessee Titans have 33 arrested. Miami Dolphins, 28 arrested. Kansas City Chiefs, 28 arrested. Jacksonville Jaguars, 27 arrested. And friends, and look at who these people are. They come out of college, dumb as a rock. They're offered the world. They lose their soul at length, of course. But the bottom line is they're selling out your country in between their birth and their death. They're criminals. Criminals are easily controlled, America. The San Diego Chargers have 25 criminals on their team. Indianapolis Colts, 24 criminals. Chicago Bears, 23 criminals. Seattle Seahawks, 20 criminals. New Orleans Saints have 20 criminals on their team. Washington Redskins, 18 criminals. Oakland Raiders, 18. Baltimore Ravens, 18. Carolina Panthers, 18 criminals. Green Bay Packers, 17 criminals. Pittsburgh Steelers, criminals. Criminal records, friends. Atlanta Falcons, 16 criminals. San Francisco 49ers, 16 criminals. Detroit Lions, 15 criminals. New England Patriots, 15 criminals. Buffalo Bills, 14 criminals. Dallas Cowboys, 13. New York Giants, 13. Arizona Cardinals, 12. New York Jets, 11. Philadelphia Eagles, 10. Houston, Texas, 9. St. Louis Rams, 9. That's a total of 656 criminals in the NFL. Data source is San Diego Union. So does it come as a surprise, America, that the NFL would protest who we are as a people? And to keep in mind, you can look at corrupt players, you can look at corrupt politicians, you can look at those corrupt preachers in America, but you have no one to blame but yourselves, because at length you're the one supporting them. If you just tuned into the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, the NFL Players Association has been caught funneling money to George Soros. These are the ones that are sitting down when they should be standing up. And I want you to keep in mind, America, hundreds of thousands of men and women have fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you now have, that you are allowing the NFL players, corrupt politicians, corrupt administrations, corrupt preachers to desecrate at will. Don't complain about what you tolerate. If this doesn't open your eyes to your duty and your obligation to shut this down at this point in this country, it should have stopped a long time ago. I want to say, friends, nothing will open your eyes. Except when the boot falls, said the former Russian defector, KGB agent, and he said, then it's too late. But we have the NFL Players Association, the NFLPA, the Ford Foundation, the Kellogg Foundation, the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, and various other organizations. They have been discovered funneling money to George Soros and other communist criminal organizations that claim to be fundraisers, that are taking monies to destroy your constitutional republic. And I want you to keep in mind, you're the ones paying for your own demise. We're going to come right back, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. America, what we're going to be talking about over the next 2 hours is, are you drinking the Kool-Aid concerning what's going on in Las Vegas? Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Or if you'd like to jump over to our Facebook, it is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And as well, if you'd like to jump over on our Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It is that simple. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple of moments here, friends, is, are you drinking the Kool-Aid, America? Concerning what's going on here. Day after day, since this alleged incident took place in Las Vegas, more information is coming out. And over and over and over, you're seeing all the earmarks of a conspiracy over and over and over and over again. There was a live feed yesterday with Michael Savage, love him or hate him. He had a caller call in, and she was an eyewitness to what took place there at the Mandalay Bay Casino, the hotel, the resort. And when she was giving her eyewitness account, she told Michael and the listeners, of course, that there was two different shooters. She said one was at a distance and one was getting closer to her, where it got to the point where her and her husband had to get up and run away because they thought that the shooter was coming in their direction and they would have surely been killed. Michael said to her, and asking the question, how many interviews have you done? She said, I don't know how the media is getting a hold of me or how they found me, but they keep coming to me. And he said to her, did you tell these reporters your eyewitness account? And she said, no, they didn't ask. They didn't ask. America, the narrative of the state-controlled media, bought and paid for by the CIA and six corporations globally, have set a narrative. And the narrative is, you've seen and heard what we told you that you've seen and heard. Forget about the eyewitnesses. We are demanding that you only say that which we say that you have seen and say that which you have heard. And it reminds me of when Robert F. Kennedy, I watched the documentary of that conspiracy, and there was eyewitnesses to the shooting of RFK at that hotel in Las Vegas in the kitchen area, where they also claim to have seen one more shooter. See, they always need this lone wolf theory. I'll get to that in just a couple moments, because then it's a closed case. But I remember during the interview of the RFK assassination, she started to identify more people shooting at RFK than what the narrative of the state-controlled media would have you know. And the interrogator kept telling her, no, that you didn't see that, you seen this. No, you didn't see that, you seen this. You didn't see that, you seen this. And it's exactly the method to the madness of those that are destroying themselves, namely the useful idiots in the media today that are just doing what they're told to do, right? That sounds all too familiar, doesn't it? And the woman kept saying back to the interrogator concerning the RFK assassination, no, I know what I seen. No. I know what I seen. No. I know what I seen. Don't tell me what I seen. You weren't there. But it's interesting how reporters get involved and they want to set the narrative because they've already got the narrative set, America. And isn't it interesting that it's in stark contrast to the eyewitnesses at the Mandalay Bay shooting, allegedly. It amazes me, America, how you just take it for the way it comes. And yet 94% of you decry the media as nothing but a bunch of liars. And that's what they are. And by the way, when you figure it out, friends, that it's against the law, and you become the law and the strength of the law to enforce it against their crimes, you're going to shut down the media as well, because it's criminal what they're doing today. Another incident concerning the Las Vegas shooter. The hotel guest next door to the Las Vegas shooter saw multiple gunmen. Boy, that doesn't line up with the narrative that the state-controlled media is throwing at you, is it? Or promulgating. No, of course it doesn't. An Australian man who was staying in the room next to the shooter in Mandalay Bay has confirmed he witnessed multiple gunmen involved in the Las Vegas attack. By the way, they had to go down under to Australia to get this information, because that's where they were from. This individual said there were multiple people dead and multiple shooters. I was just hiding and waiting for police to come get us. I go outside safely and was hiding in bushes, Brian Hodge told Australian Courier Mall. Mr. Hodge, who was staying in room 32134 next door to Stephen Paddock in room 32135, also provided important information when he revealed that a security guard was killed by the police. He said, "My floor is a crime scene. They killed a security guard on my floor." Have you heard that, America? Of course you haven't, because it doesn't fit the narrative. Reminds me of Ruby Ridge. It reminds me of Waco, Texas. It reminds me of the Oklahoma City bombing. It reminds me of Columbine. It reminds me of the Denver movie theater shooting. How they just wanted to make it a lone gunman for the most part. Or the scenario or narrative that they wanted to set, and you were not allowed to ask any questions. And if you did, you were demonized by the media that was setting the narrative. You need to now ask your question who they work for, because it's not you, America. They're not journalists. They're useful idiots. when Wendy Miller from Corroy, that's the name, on the Sunshine Coast, another Australian caught up in the Las Vegas shooting, may have provided a missing piece of the puzzle. Also speaking to the Courier Mall, Miss Miller said she was at a bar in the nearby Luxor Hotel with her husband when she saw what she described as a man of interest run by. Miss Miller said the man sprinted through her hotel after coming out of an escalator from the Mandalay Bay. The man they security were chasing was wearing a security jacket like them, she said. Mr. Hodges' eyewitness report of multiple gunmen and a dead security guard, who must have saw too much, friends, and with Miss Miller's report of a security guard being chased by authorities, suggests that the mainstream media narrative of the lone wolf gunman is not the truth. The fact is that it was an orchestrated, coordinated attack by multiple conspirators, and the mainstream media are doing their best to cover it up. To add to this, America, does it not interest you? Is it not of interest to you both, America, that YouTube is pulling down videos of an individual shooting from the lower floor? I watched the video. There's no denying what I'm seeing. And it's not a strobe light that I'm talking about. It lines up with the gunfire, the rapid gunfire, the rain of metal bullets. It all lines up. Or what about the eyewitnesses that were on the grounds where the concert was that were saying that there were shooters on the ground? And then what about a couple of blocks down the road at other casinos where there was distractive measures going on? By the way, they do this all the time, and they tell on themselves. Matter of fact, if you go back to the Kennedy assassination, there was diversions going on around the assassination the whole day. And that means they want to get you confused, America. No, keep your eye on the conspiracy, because it's not a theory, America. We'll do that show up and coming here. Conspiracy theorists, folks, only to find out later on, 33 of them have been conspiracy. And time tells the tale. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself, friends. And I'm telling you what, that's exactly what's taking place. And to liken that to what I've shared on the radio over the last couple days is talking to an individual on Facebook when I posted a conspiracy. He said 50 years ago we were told that this was a theory, but today we find in the present that it wasn't a theory at all. No, also keep in mind that it's the media covering for those that are committing the act of conspiracy by demonizing anybody that would call out the narrative to be false, in fact, as a theorist. Also watched some more video as to what took place at the Mandalay Bay Resort, the hotel, the casino in Las Vegas. And it was a lady that was outside, it was a cab driver, and she was driving around and she opened up her window. And they could hear gunfire, rapid gunfire at a distance, and then you could hear the gunfire closer. And then at times it would interact, it would collide with each other. But America, you're told that it was a lone wolf. Are you going to fall for this one? And who has to gain? Well, look at what they go after. What are they going after today? Gun control. They told on themselves.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What I want to do here is I want to play some audio for you from Michael Savage's show concerning this eyewitness as to what took place there at the Mandalay Bay Casino, the resort in Las Vegas. I want you to listen to what an eyewitness has to say. There's been several of them that have come forward, friends, and they're all saying the same things. There's a lot of diversion around what's going on here. As a matter of fact, initial reports were coming through radio, police radio, saying that there's multiple shooters, and it was happening across the city. It wasn't just in that area, and that's diversion. And when that happens, you know that there's a conspiracy, and that is the whole thing they're trying to shut down, because if there's more than one shooter, then there's other people that are involved with what's going on here. Listen to this eyewitness on Michael Savage's show concerning what took place there.
The vendor tent, there, the white plastic tent, and there was a Metro Police officer that was out there. He saw us running, and he said, come here, get here. And he grabbed me, and he pulled us inside the tent, and we went down. And the shots kept going and going, and then they would stop. And then we were like, okay, it's all over. And then they would start all over again. And it seemed to me, and I'm not a pro on guns and bullets, anything, but there was like higher sounding bullets and then a really lower, deeper bullet. And as we were laying there, it sounded like the shots were getting closer to us. And I'm going, oh my God, we're going to get shot. They're going to see us in this tent. Because it seemed like somebody, I'm not saying this by any means, but to me, it sounded like somebody was actually walking from the crowd from west to east through the crowd and shooting, because everybody was going in one direction because there's no way out. And then they would stop, and then it would be like higher pitches and then no sound. So, and then the sound would start again, but they were on top of each other, it sounded. And I was freaking out, you know, obviously.
Well, hold on. You just said they would be on top of each other, meaning the higher sounding bullet and then the lower sounding, or let's say the sound of one gun higher then lower, and they were coming at you at the same time?
They sounded at the same time, and the one that was lower kept getting closer sounding to us. And I'm thinking, your brain goes through all these images and thoughts, and I'm thinking, oh my God, it sounds like there's somebody on the ground that is shooting. And what was so bizarre about this is that Mandalay Bay was on our right. This creep was on the, whatever, 32nd floor, and the girl that was standing right beside me, maybe 7-8 inches behind me, got shot straight in her stomach, right above her belly button. Now, how does a bullet come straight down and make a left turn and hit her in the stomach? And I don't understand it.
Hold on. I don't understand. So the hotel is on the right, but she got shot from the left?
She got shot straight in the center. We were facing due south.
So you were facing away from the hotel? Gail, I want to be clear. You were facing away from the hotel?
Our right shoulder would be facing Mandalay Bay.
Okay, on the right shoulder, there's the hotel. Now, your stomach is facing diagonal to that hotel. And you're saying the girl next to you was facing in the same direction as you and your husband?
Yes, we were both facing west. Directly.
Okay, so you're asking how could she get struck directly in her stomach from that direction when there was allegedly no shooter there?
Well, see, that's what's so bizarre, because I even thought that. Because how could a bullet be coming from our right, which was on our west? We're facing direct south. A bullet would have to come straight up and make a 90-degree left turn and go into her stomach.
Gail, has anyone from Las Vegas Metro interviewed you?
Not from there, but I've had other interviews with, like, CBS, and I was mentioned at the White House by Sarah Huckabee, you know.
But did you tell the story that you just told about two different sounds of two different sounding guns?
I was facing south, yes.
No. Did you tell what you just told my audience to the other folks who have interviewed you? Did you say that exact thing?
No, because no one asked me that.
Oh.
See how that works?
No one asked you that. The commissioners in the media didn't ask you that.
No.
A hot dog has more analytical ability than most people in the media. Gail, listen to me. What you have just said on this program will make the news.
Oh.
I'm not going to divulge your name. I don't want you to be exposed to this. Frankly, if I were you, Gail, I would not give any more interviews. Listen to me very carefully, Gail.
Yes, sir.
Please do not give any more interviews. Do not divulge your name. Disappear into the night, Gail.
Well, they're finding me. I don't know how, but I haven't given any interviews except to the CBS, and they're very gracious, you know.
Well, they're very gracious. Be careful with them.
That's right.
They're not very gracious. They're very dangerous.
Yes. Friends, I want to tell you firsthand, because I've been down that road 100 times, reporters will come to you as the coolest people in the world, and what they will do is they will pick your words, add, take away, at will, to make the story that they already came in knowing that they had a right. They're dangerous, and that's why you have to film every single thing that you say and that they say during an interview, because they are set to lie to the American people. They are paid reporters on the behalf of those that they're working for, and it's not me and you. It's not journalism anymore, America. You know, it's also interesting to note one of the things that she had brought up about a girl or a woman getting shot in the stomach. There is an ABC affiliate video of the helicopter ride the next day substantiating the images of what took place there on that concert ground. Now, what's interesting about this, friends, is there's no blood. There's no blood anywhere. And I'm looking at the pictures right now. So you got to be really careful as to who your news source is, who your eyewitness source is. But I can tell you this, it flies in the face of everything the state-controlled media is promulgating. I mean, here America. So he gets a 400 pounds of equipment up to the 30th floor. You're supposed to forget about the shooter on video that's been, by the way, censored by YouTube. He sets up a concealed sniper nest, disarms fire alarms and other security systems in a casino, removed a window that 800 pounds of hurricane-proof glass, then for 10 minutes rained in aimed firepower, all with no training whatsoever and with no motive. And you're supposed to believe that narrative. And you're supposed to believe everything the media has to say, but not a thing that the eyewitnesses have to say. That is called totalitarianism. That is a government terrorism derived from Oxford's English Dictionary. The definition of terrorism is a government by intimidation. This is exactly what's happening today. America? How do you know who's responsible for what took place here? Not in every given scenario, but a case this magnitude, who's responsible for? What's the first thing they went for? Without even knowing the facts, what's the first thing they went for? Gun control. They're suppressing information from eyewitnesses, friends, that don't line up with the narrative that they're setting, in any sense of the word. And now we see the NRA compromising your Second Amendment, America. Did you hear what I said? You know, it's interesting. You get emails from the NRA constantly. And it's an emergency. You must support this. It's an everything's an emergency. Everything is now. Necessity is the plea of tyrants, friends. Do you not understand that? And an end aim is always to use fear to get your money. Now, that's the NRA. And now they're willing to compromise incrementally a little more of your God-given rights. You are not, in any sense of the word, required, America, to forfeit any of your God-given rights concerning any of the amendments, any of your laws. The only reason the enemy has done what it's done today is because you've allowed them to do it. They felt your mush. What do you mean, Bradley, mush? Well, the communists have a slogan that when you feel the people and their mush, proceed, keep going, keep walking over the top of them. But when you feel their steel, retreat. See, the problem, America, is they haven't felt your steel yet. Your enemy is within. Which leads me to my thought concerning September 11th, 2001. They created all these bureaucracies for our safety, America, as your government was mandating that you give up some of your freedoms to make America safer. Yet we see those bureaucracies today, friends, over time. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Yes, it does. But now we see all those bureaucracies are created to what? Reign over us by force. They have labeled us, America, as the terrorists. And those representatives that convinced you, America, that it was a good idea for you to give up some of your rights for the good of all of us, which, by the way, is the mentality of communism right there in a communist. The same representatives that did it back then, in many cases, are doing it today. These are the ones that are trying to disarm you. They're the ones that are trying to terrorize you. America, the same representatives, and they are also the same people, administration after administration, that have opened the doors, the floodgates, to foreign illegal immigrants coming in from the Middle East that want to destroy us, America. They are the representatives that are fighting against you to make sure that they can come into our country today to do what they chose to do and what they will to do. As a matter of fact, look at the governor in the state of California. He just declared his state a sanctuary state for illegals to come into it. America, either you're going to deal with them lawfully or else you're going to be destroyed as a whole. You're going to be destroyed as a whole because you failed to keep the commandments of the Most High God when it comes to criminals. Read Exodus 18:21 when you get a moment. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. So I'm a Son of Liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day, and this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad tells the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. For a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So, America, are you drinking the Kool-Aid? I'm absolutely amazed that people that should know better take... Here's the thing. How many people declare and decry the media as a false narrative over and over and over and over and over again? Yet when they declare something like this as to what took place, not paying attention to as to what was right behind it, what do you mean, Bradley? Remember dictators they used to send out, the brown shirts, they would create the chaos? And then the dictator that sent out those that created domestic insurrection would play the problem solver. And history teaches us that the problem solver was the one responsible for sending the bad guys to create the domestic insurrection in the first place. Not in every case, but in the history of dictators, we see it over and over and over again. Folks, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, from Satan's trunk, let me tell you. John 10:10, read it. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, in this situation, they were willing to kill and destroy, and now they're trying to steal away your rights because they're zeroing in on the gun once again. You know, yesterday I was on the radio show, and I've said it 1,000 times, but it's interesting. You can say it 1,000 times, and then at one particular moment you say it, and then it gets from your head to your heart. Remember, God speaks to the heart, not the head. But it gave me a broader
scope of everything. America, is it the stupidest, most ignorant thing you've ever heard of in your life that after a situation that allegedly took place in Las Vegas, that they would want to remove the guns from the people to defend themselves? Is there anything stupider they could have said? And by the way, adding to stupider, by the way, which is a real word, check it out, Webster's 1828 dictionary, but more telling as to who's responsible for sending the bad guys in to create the domestic terror in this particular situation. They told on themselves. Gun control? Really? You want more gun control? Here, I want you to think about this. So this lone wolf that's being promulgated as the narrative from a bunch of criminals called useful idiots, this is what they want you to believe. He gets 400 pounds of equipment up 30 floors. Again, forget about the eyewitnesses, America. And don't forget about YouTube, in contrast to what I just said, censoring video showing another shooter, I believe it's on the fourth floor, a lower level floor. And it wasn't strobe lights. And by the way, it aligns itself with what the eyewitnesses said they seen, and it aligns with what they said they heard. Okay? So, this is the media's narrative. He gets 400 pounds of equipment of 30 floors. Okay. Sets up a concealed sniper nest, disarms fire alarms and other security systems in a casino. I see how the Lord sets this stuff up, friends, and I just love it because he quickens me to something I seen earlier. Hey, folks, you can't whisper in a casino or count cards without being caught on camera. But they won't notice if you bring enough guns for a platoon up to your hotel room. And also keep in mind, eyewitnesses seen a security guard running, and they also seen him shot and killed by police. I have friends, by the way, that in past years that have worked in casinos, and there's cameras everywhere. You can't whisper in a casino. You can't count cards without being caught on camera. But they won't notice if you bring enough guns for a platoon up to your hotel room. Really, America? Remember what the dictator said. The bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. Keep repeating it. That's exactly what's happening today, America. He disarms fire alarms and other security systems in a casino. Removed a window that's 800 pounds of hurricane-proof glass. Then for 10 minutes rained in aimed firepower, all with no training whatsoever and with no motive. This is a post found on a live feed. That's exactly right. I mean, does it not amaze you, America, that in administration after administration, there is some major crime spree from a lone wolf that calls for more, this is the political objective, that calls for more gun control measures. Now, how do I want to link that up? Well, I want to link that up with something they said of the Red Terror, namely Joseph Stalin and Condoleezza Rice concerning terrorism. Now, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, I'm about to give you a quote from Condoleezza Rice. And Condoleezza Rice was the one that was responsible. By the way, she was a part of George W. Bush's administration during September 11th. This is what she said. It's as simple as it can be, friends. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism, said Condoleezza Rice. She said terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Well, how did they get the control? Well, I can tell you. Right out of Mao Zedong's mouth, November 6, 1938, he said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun.
The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Every time we see these things take place in the United States, when you see corrupt, controlled, extorted politicians going for your rights to bear arms, they are in violation of their oath. You are to remove them, Article 2, Section 4, for what? Article 3, Section 3, and you are to remove them and indict them immediately. But you have not done that. You've allowed them to continuously on, scandal after scandal, and they're still there to assail your rights. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment as well. Hey, folks, Columbine, the media's narrative didn't line up with eyewitnesses. Matter of fact, some of the kid eyewitnesses were shot and killed, for those that didn't know. Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, which many believe was a false flag. Denver movie theater shooting. Eyewitnesses around that, namely the nurses, were killed mysteriously that were told as to what took place inside of the movie theater. The Navy shipyard, San Bernardino. Many seen more eyewitnesses in military attire. The Las Vegas shooting now. And what is it that they continuously go for? They want to disarm you, America. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own citizens with guns. Of course. Why? Because we're the government. It's not they, the government, America. They work for us. The power they receive was delegated from us to them, not from them to us. They're not doing us a favor, America. We're entrusting them to serve we the people by upholding the enumerated laws found in the Constitution against all crime. And that law condemns the crime is all it does. And to restrain men from sin, said John Adams, period. But the established media, which again is bought and paid for, as we all know, as well as controlled by the CIA, as we all know, and that 94% of the American people that claim they don't believe what they say, when they come about, the American people say they don't believe the media, but when the media comes about to tell them another lone wolf did the unthinkable, the criminal politicians then gather together only to never let a good crisis go to waste. And Americans stand back and they talk according to the narrative in the one that they decry as being nothing more than a bunch of liars and criminals. And that's exactly what they are. The media in this country needs to be held accountable, America. Because they're fronting for those that are in the act of conspiracy. Now, I want to go over to Jeremiah 11 real quick. And the Lord said unto me, verse 9 through 11. And the Lord said unto me, now this is Jeremiah warning the people over and over and over and over again for 11 chapters to return back to a merciful God. But they first had to repent before they had received mercy. The Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. There's a conspiracy. There's no doubt. There's a conspiracy. There's been many of them, America. Jeremiah said they are turned back to the sins of their forefathers. And I'm not talking about the good ones, I'm talking about the bad ones. Which refuse to hear my words, saith the Lord. Now these are the people that refuse to hear the word of the Lord that are saying, along with the state-controlled media's narrative, that it's only a theory when you question their narrative. And keep in mind, history shows us the media has been used over and over and over again to cover for those that are actually committing the act of conspiracy. Jeremiah said, they're turned back to the sins of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. They went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel, that's his people. Not just geographically, friends. Israel is God's children. Globally, right? Christians. The word means, Israel means God's fighters. And the house of Judah, his Christians, have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back in hour two, and we're going to talk about...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.